This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, here in this country, the election is now just 11 days away, and out on the stump, the candidates are talking about jobs, taxes, entitlements, you name it. But one thing we haven't heard much about is climate change. So joining us now from Washington to fill in the gaps is our sustainability correspondent, Scott Tong. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Scott, you know, climate change is not an issue that we have heard a lot about in this campaign. What do we know about where these candidates stand on this issue?
Well, you may remember Mitt Romney got the big laugh line at the convention when he said Obama promised to slow the rise of the oceans.
Right.
His campaign literature actually notes that the world is warming and that humans are contributing. Policy-wise, Governor Romney has gone after subsidies for green energy, solar, and wind, but no mention of subsidies for fossil fuels. For President Obama, his literature says climate is an urgent threat, and he pushes green energy and green jobs. But in the debates, you know, the issue went dormant. And a lot of people say, you know, it's because the swing voters in a few states that they're really going after, it's a small issue for them.
Well, you know, I interviewed Tom Vilsack, President Obama's agriculture secretary, during the drought in the Midwest, and I asked him if he thought that that, along with some other strange weather patterns, were a result of climate change. And here's what he said.
Well, I'm not an expert on climate change, and so it probably wouldn't be appropriate for me to respond specifically to that question.
So what do you make of that coming from a Democratic administration?
Well, there's a sense in climate circles, at least in this town, that the Obama administration started actively not using the word climate change after the cap and trade legislation went down in 2009, that there was an active decision to start instead using terminology like green jobs and clean energy. On the Republican side, a couple key GOP members of Congress lost their seats in the midterms, Republicans who acknowledge climate change and said it is happening. So on that side, there's kind of a sense that, like, raising taxes, talking about climate change is a non-starter.
So is it likely that anything is going to happen on this issue in the next 4 years, either way?
Well, if you have a second Obama term, his EPA is assumed to be working on new regulations on power plants and big emissions implications with power plants, especially coal. If there's a Romney presidency or if the Republicans take over the Senate, then there's talk of slowing down that process or stopping it altogether. Of course, warming is global. And if you're a pessimist, the World Bank is studying a gloomy future of a 4 degrees Celsius rise. Now, up until recently, most people were saying we have to stay under 2 degrees to avoid the most catastrophic implications of climate change. And, you know, some people are talking about oceans rising 10 feet or more, a lot of the world being uninhabitable, drought frequency doubling. You know, not to put a downer on your morning, Jeremy, but that's what they're talking about.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Marketplace sustainability correspondent Scott Tong in Washington for us. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome.